98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, music from Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. That's Raymond Chandler Evening. And I'm Up, a new band called A Place to Bury Strangers. And we heard the Gin Blossoms in there, too, doing Allison Road. And with me now in the KBAC studios is Miss Candace Walsh. Welcome. She is the managing editor of New Mexico Magazine. And you're just coming from a TV interview earlier today?
Yesterday, actually, morning. New Mexico Style on Casa Fox did two segments, one on everything great in the August issue, and also then we did a fashion show with one of our featured artists, Virgil Ortiz, from the Cochiti Pueblo.
Oh, that is awesome. Awesome. And so that was live, I imagine.
Yes, it was live.
Okay.
Which always makes it more exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're live today, too.
That's
so
right.
Here we go. And we're also going to talk about the brand new August magazine of New Mexico Magazine that is just out on newsstands throughout the city and around the state. Now, at this time of year, towards the end of July, August, everybody's thoughts start turning to art with both the Spanish market and the Indian market just around the corner. The new issue is the 2012 Native American Special Issue. Now, is this something that New Mexico Magazine does every year?
Yes, it is. And it was such a pleasure to just completely devote ourselves to all the amazing content and story ideas that have to do with our wonderful Native American identity in New Mexico. From the Institute of the American Indian Arts 50th anniversary to standout artists who are Native in Santa Fe and New Mexico. And also an Indian country road trip in the Gila wilderness with Apache guide Joe Sines. It was just a blast.
Yeah, some beautiful pictures of Chaco Canyon in the new issue. I mean, that's the thing that always blows me away about New Mexico Magazine is just the beautiful photography of what is around our state. I mean, when you think of tourists coming in or people that think of New Mexico, they have a tendency to go, oh, it's the desert. It's going to be flat.
Oh, I think there's so many jewel tones in New Mexico, mm-hmm. from the oranges and the purples and the blues. It's just a feast for the eyes.
Well, in the new issue, you also feature some Native art stars. Now, this is kind of interesting. You pick a sculptor, someone who does fashion and pottery, and a dancer. It must be kind of hard to choose all the different people to feature.
Yeah, I think that if we went to Indian Market and we just randomly pointed in three different directions, we would find Native art stars who were just as credentialed and fascinating as the ones we chose. But We're very happy to be able to connect with Rose B. Simpson, who is a sculptor who went to IAIA as well as Rhode Island School of Design. Just got back from Korea as an ambassador to, I don't know the pronunciation, but I'm going to go ahead and say Ikeon. Mm-hmm. And she's the daughter of Roxanne Swensel, who's a very well-known sculptor from the Santa Clara Pueblo. We have Rulon Tangen, who's very beloved as a choreographer and dancer and founder of Dancing Earth. It's an indigenous dance troupe that travels all around the world, both giving amazing performances to huge crowds and also giving intimate workshops in tribal communities. And thirdly, we have Virgil Ortiz, who's been on my radar for about 10 years as a Cochiti Pueblo potter, comes from an amazing legacy, a multi-generational family of potters, but he kind of, as a very modern human being, took the motifs of the Cochiti art and he applied them to, excuse me, fabric, mm-hmm. beautiful cutting edge fashion, photography. He's just basically constantly bubbling over with new ideas of how to, share the vision of his tribe's people.
Oh, something for everybody in the new issue. It's the August issue of New Mexico Magazine. One of my favorite parts is always, of course, Cheryl Jameson's food section, where she gives great recipes, restaurant reviews and such. What's in the new issue that Cheryl covers this time?
The very wonderful Cheryl Alters Jameson focused on Acoma Pueblo and the Sky City Cultural Center. Mm. She met with the chef, who is a Native American as well, and he gave us some great recipes for green chili stew, beans and chicos with smoked paprika, and this is something I just love because I do love pie, but I also love bringing something to feed a crowd if I'm invited to a potluck, a school event, mm-hmm. And that is a pie that you roll out on a cookie sheet. The first layer of the dough goes on the bottom. Then you spread this sort of jam-like fruit filling. Throw on the other thin layer of dough, crimp the edges, and then bake it. And once it comes out, cut it into many squares. And not only are you feeding lots of people, but perhaps it's a little bit easier on the waistline.
Okay, sounds good. Excellent, excellent. Well, we've been talking with Candace Walsh from New Mexico Magazine, the managing editor of the magazine, about the new August 2012 issue. It's now on newsstands throughout the state, and another wonderful issue to collect. I'll have to mention, too, you have a beautiful symbol on your necklace today, too.
Thank you. I'm so glad you mentioned it. I don't know if any of you recall the January issue. We featured a beautiful medallion for the centennial of the Zia in silver and turquoise. And Doug Magnus is an amazing jeweler who created that for us. We had such an amazing response that we decided to create a jewelry line that's exclusive to the New Mexico Magazine shop. So there are, I wish you could see it, audience out there, but you can see it on the website, nmmagazine.com shop. It's a very lovely Zia made of silver and turquoise, handmade. And you can also get a brooch or earrings. And I always think of it as being something that you could give a beloved teacher at the end of the year. I mean, apart from the fact that you would feel selfishly that you should buy one for yourself too, I see it as being something that would be a great teacher's gift or anybody who loves New Mexico.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful necklace.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thanks for coming in today. And starting next month, we'll be in touch with New Mexico Magazine even more, bringing in both you, Dave Herndon, the editor in chief, and also I think Cheryl's going to come by and talk a little food with us too. So we'll be touching base a little more often starting next month. It's great to have you.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you.